Patrick had work piled up for George Sharp and his information bureau when his deputy finished processing parole records in Washington and returned to occupied Richmond in May 1865. Sources of legal matters had to be settled to rent spaces for Union troops and to find rightful owners for abandoned goods and real estate in the city. Police detectives had to be organized to hunt war criminals and common criminals. Sharp brought Patrick the latest political news, as he always did, from the Capitol. It was depressing. Washington was in a muddle, Sharp told his boss. Political intrigue gripped the city after Lincoln's death. General Butler, Sharp said, was now trying to capitalize on the assassination and drive Stanton out of office so he could replace him as war secretary. Patrick cleared out Confederate soldiers in Union prison pens and sent them home to plant summer crops. He was besieged by Northern sightseers come to gawk at the captured city. Meanwhile, Babcock headed up a squad of about a dozen detectives, which included former Richmond underground operatives like F.W.E. Lohman, who chased escaped convicts. Patrick sympathized with ex-Confederates trying to pick up the pieces of their lives after the war. He took long walks with Robert E. Lee to talk about the future, and he kept in regular touch with the rebel commander's son and daughter. "Troubles are to come for the South," Patrick wrote after one of his lengthy conversations with Lee, which made me feel very sad. He had far less sympathy for former slaves. He called the Freedmen's Bureau, which Lincoln established to aid destitute black families, the Nigger Bureau. "I never can love these people very strongly, who are so bitter against the South," he wrote in his diary. Patrick called on Van Loo occasionally to see how she was faring. Elizabeth visited his office occasionally to dress him down for what she thought were his secession proclivities. Van Loo found his cozying up to rebel society disgusting. Grant felt the same, and on July 7th he removed Patrick from his provost marshal post.